Mr. Bolland, Reel 2. You sailed from England. Do you recall what date or your year it was that you sailed to join the 1st Battalion?
I haven't declared, no.
And I think you said that you went by a civilian boat.
Yes. That's right. I can't remember its name.
How did the Army fill your time in that long journey on the boat? No doubt they keep you occupied somehow or other.
Yeah. I was very sick. I had everything wrong with it.
Well, that's an unpleasant experience, seasickness.
Very unpleasant.
Do you recall your arrival in at Alexandria?
No, we arrived in
Port Said.
Port Said. And then we went by train to Alexandria.
And your impressions of Egypt, do you recall them? First impressions?
No, I don't know.
What was the battalion doing in Egypt?
Well, I suppose they were just a mobile unit, ready. Getting ready for action.
Kind of a policing kind of operation.
I learned that we came from Ireland to Egypt.
How did the battalion receive you? This would be your first, your permanent place.
Well, as far as I can remember, we would just be served. What platoon to go to.
Do you remember that, which platoon you were in?
Well, I was in 4th platoon in both 1st Battalion and 2nd Battalion.
A rifleman in that platoon?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the officers in the battalion at that time? Platoon officer and company officer?
No. I can't remember any. I can remember I was signal officer when I was in 2nd Battalion.
And that was later on?
Yeah.
What were you doing then in Egypt? Were you just training us?
Training.
Did you get into Alexandria for leave or for relaxation?
No, I didn't go anywhere.
How long were you there?
About 6 months, 8 months.
It wasn't too long?
No.
Where did you go to after that?
India. Rajnak.
Did the whole battalion move to India?
Oh no, it was just a draft.
And where?
130, I think. 130 of them.
And who were you joining in India?
2nd Battalion.
Do you recall where you arrived in India?
Bombay.
And where was the battalion?
Rajnak.
Did you get there by train, did you? How far was it?
Oh, what? March.
Oh, it wasn't too far away?
No. Yes. It was where to go by train to. Yeah, I can't remember the name at first. And then from there it was a march. There was a big hill with names of regiments on. It was a camp.
Was this a big camp?
Yes. Yes, there was hoods, there was Gurkhas, I forget the name.
But certainly a number of other regiments were there.
That's right, yes. There was no more. We were told what English was, you know, during 1933 when we were there.
Life in the army North India or in India must have been entirely different from life in the UK.
Oh, definitely. Yes, we put your own wartime procedure all the time. I got this medal.
And that's the at the Indian medal, is it? It's what medal you show me now.
Yeah. Afghanistan medal.
And you've got the clasp with it for the Northwest Frontier.
Yeah.
Have you any memories of the camp that you're now in? Barrack rooms, for example, what were they like?
Just barrack rooms. They were accommodation, that's all I can remember.
How did you cope with the heat and whatever that was at the time, the flies or whatever?
That was same as India, England. You had to wear khaki at night.
Is that cold?
Yeah.
And KD during the day, was it?
Well, we had KD on in during the day, yeah.
Was it here in the Indian Army that you had Indian civilians also doing things for you?
Oh, you didn't have no civilians doing things for you, no.
I was thinking about a char, you know, the charwala, the tea person.
Oh, you had them, charwalas. Charwalas and dobies. Dobie wallet, charwala.
And you say that you were on basically on an active footing,
yes,
in India.
That's very good. No, just at Razmak.
At Razmak?
Yeah.
Where is Razmak in India? I'm not sure where it is. Is it up towards the frontiers or?
Banu. It's set off at Banu. That's the place I was trying to think of. And then you go over. It's a big climb, right up.
It's amongst the hills?
Yeah, and the civilians are all just walking about with arms on.
And what were you doing there? I know you say it's an active footing, but what were you doing? Were you protecting anything?
I know. I was just in Patel, Lord Daddy Patel. Mm.
Did the Indians give any trouble?
No. Not as far as I know. See, what's the object of us? As far as I can remember, and by people talking to me, was that we were to help him to go around and collect money for the case, from one thing to another. And of course, nobody liked to pay to shoot you, or try to shoot you.
There's no riots.
There were no
riots. No riot situation.
No, it was just one of them things.
How was the day organized? Because you'd have quite a lot of heat to contend with. Was it one of these situations where you did your work early morning and then you had the rest of the heat of the day to rest in?
You went out, walked up river banks, or marched up river banks, then you camped at night. You had your rifle tied to you.
That in case of thieves, was it? In case they stole?
Yeah. And you were always ready. When we got that medal, there was a sergeant, got the MM, Well, one fellow came in, and I was at home.
And what was what caused that? How did that come about?
As I say, we were going collecting rents and I don't know what to call it. That the civilian fellas, and he had to collect so much money off each farm. And we had to go in.
Escort, were you?
Escort, actually. Escort.
And this action came about by someone attacking you, were?
Oh, no. They were just ready for the. We'll just ready for to be attacked. In this particular instance, they did attack us, yes.
And you say one of your people got the military medal for that action?
Amen. Barney Brooks.
Do you recall what he did to get it?
Eh?
Do you recall what he did to get that medal?
He know how I am.
Were these Indian tribesmen, the hill tribesmen, that you were opposed to? Was this up on the hills?
Yeah. It's a boy in God, that.
Did the, were the Indians... active in other ways? I know we've mentioned you didn't get involved with riots.
No. But we didn't involve in anything. We were just there.
But the health of the battalion, was it in good state?
I should think so.
Being out in India, you're susceptible to all kinds of peculiar diseases and so on. Yeah. You'd have had injections, had you, for that?
Oh, yes.
Who was commanding the battalion out there?
I can't.
How long were you in India? Was it right up to the beginning of the war?
No. We came up. We came down to Calcutta, Malikpur. From Malikpur we went to Bombay. And Bombay we went to Khartoum. And then we came home.
So you went to the Sudan?
Yes, Khartoum.
Have you any memories of being in the Sudan?
Not really, no. It was just a place to be.
But it must have been much. Was it much hotter than India?
Oh yes, yes.
I think again, your role was basically one of, being a defensive situation, wasn't it? Just keeping an eye on everything that was going on. After the Sudan, and where did you go then? After Khartoum?
Came home. What was it called? I forgot what it called. Anyway, we came home. Half the battalion came home, and we asked them to joined the 1st Battalion, went to China.
And you came back to England? You were in the part that came back to England. Yeah. How long had you been abroad then? Quite a few years.
That time.
Where were you stationed in England when you got home?
I'm trying to think. I can't remember. Walking.
What were the conditions like there, at Woking?
No, Just normal conditions.
Good barracks.
Yes.
So you'll be back to the, I suppose, to the old army bull and polish and parades and so forth.
Sure.
Have you any memories, other memories of walking?
No, because I wasn't there that long. I went to West African Frontier for
it. How did that come about? Because you were with the Durham Light Infantry.
Yeah.
And you went to another unit, in effect.
Yeah.
Was that volunteering or?
Volunteer.
You were offered this opportunity?
I wasn't offered it. It was just on orders. Would anyone like to go?
What year was it when you went to West Africa?
39 or so. About 1934.
Why did you take up the volunteer to go rather than stay with the battalion?
Well, it was double town. And I dropped it on that.
What was the clanger you dropped?
We didn't get double time.
Oh, you didn't get the double time that they offered you. Right.
But there was something to go for. And then it dropped through on account of war starting.
But you did get out to West Africa, did you?
Oh, yes, yeah. I was in West Africa.
3-4 years?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
No, from West Africa, we went up to Freetown. Freetown, we went to India. India, we went to East Indies.
Just before we get to that, if you've got any memories of West Africa at all, were you working with native troops in West Africa?
Oh, yes, yes.
What were they like?
All right. Quite good.
And they presumably were regulars like yourself?
Yes.
Had you been promoted by now?
Well, I was sergeant then. I was sergeant in that particular instance, and after a bit got promoted to a sergeant.
And under you, did you have native troops which you were in command of? You were in charge of?
In charge of, yes. I wasn't in command of them.
Have you any memories of your dealings with the native troops that you were training?
No. It was just normal. No.
What about language difficulties? Did they speak English and understand English?
Hausa.
So how were you able to let them know what you wanted them to do if they spoke a foreign language?
Well, you had to learn tongue.
You had to learn it?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you get special lessons for this? The army gave you lessons?
No, you had to learn it yourself.
That must have been quite difficult.
Yes.
Were these infantry troops?
Yes.
West Indies?
Yes.
The West Africans, Indies. Sorry? Is Hausa a language which braces many tribes, or is it a particular Indian, African tribe?
It was just in our regiment, but I think it would be with so many languages in Africa.
What was your regiment in West Africa? What title did it have? Wouldn't be the Durham Light Infantry.
Oh, no. West African Frontier Force.
What was its role? What were you supposed to be doing other than training these people?
That's all we have to do, train them.
Did they have English officers?
Yes.
And were they as well equipped as the British Army?
Yes.
Had the same weapons?
Yes. Well, they fought with English in war in Burma.
Yeah, they joined you there, didn't they? These West Africans joined you in Burma, did they?
No, we went with them. I was with them.
Oh, you were with them?
Yeah.
So you moved from, in effect, from West Africa when the war broke out and over to Burma?
Yeah.
Their ways would be different from ours, obviously, and their culture was different.
Yeah.
How did you relate to that?
I wouldn't say coaching was different, because that's why we were there, to give them a British way of life.
Were they treated well by the British NCOs and officers?
Yes, certainly, yes. Yes.
Do you remember anything about their own particular ways? For example, they'd eat different food from us, no doubt.
Oh yeah, just rice, more rice.
Did they have certain beliefs that you would have to be careful about? You know, that you didn't. I'm thinking in terms of religious beliefs or something of that nature. You'd have to be very careful with. When the war started, then you were in West Africa. What happened then? What happened to you then, after the beginning of the war? The war was getting going. Did you stay on in West Africa for a time?
I stayed on till I finished.
When did you move to Burma? After the Japanese came into the war, obviously.
Yeah. Japanese were in
war. So it must have been 1942, early 1942, that kind of time.
Yeah. No, I think we were about 44.
Ah, I see, much later than that. Yeah. Was this with the West African Division that went out there? To Burma?
Yes. We only had one battalion in Chindi.
Oh yes, that's right. You ultimately joined the Chindis, didn't you?
Yeah.
How did that come about? Was the whole battalion just placed with them?
Yeah.
Did you know what the...
That gentleman you were talking about.
Peter Jeffries?
Yeah, he was in Chindi.
Did you know what you were letting yourself in for when you were put in the Chindits?
No. We just knew that we had to march and go by helicopter. Then we don't have no engine.
The gliders.
Glided into Burma, landed at Aberdeen Airdrome.
What are your memories of the Chindid experience that you had? You glided into this airstrip.
Aberdeen, they called it. We marched from there to White City. White City was a big camp.
Was this behind the Japanese lines at this point?
It was in Japanese lines. Well, in middle of them.
Did they know you were there?
I should imagine so, yes.
But you were
I've seen it. We were marching in that one way, and they were marching in another, and we were both that far apart, and we didn't see each other.
The conditions must have been pretty harsh.
Yes.
Was it thick jungle?
That's what I've said. We were marching.
You passed each other closely, you never saw each other. Could you hear each other?
No. It was that thick.
Now, how did you get through the jungle in this time? Was it a question of cutting your way through with?
Oh, we had to cut our way through.
What you were carrying? You must have been carrying heavy loads, because you had to live off, you know, live with what you had.
To carry a group all the time, and you got to have drops. You had drops and one thing and another, and then you had to go and fight to get the global docked and parcels and whatever it was. Then when the aeroplane docked it, you rushed like hell to get it before the jobs rushed and got it. If they rushed and got it, then there was hell.
And you'd have a number of run-ins with the Japanese.
Oh, yes. Quite a few. We had one particular incident when the White City, they came and we were fighting them, and our West Africans were fighting them with ammunition boxes, grenade boxes. Turning them around and fighting them with them.
So you got to very close quarters with them?
Oh, very close. Too close. Too close.
Have you any other memories of incidents that you got involved with yourself, with the Chindits? Any outstanding incidents in your mind?
There was eight of us. Lunch, and seven got killed, and I got a missionary for some reason.
How were they killed? Was it
we were just sat like this on a bank having our dinner, and actually it was one of our own guns. What you call them, man? They were short. And this bomb dropped.
So I fired short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got out of it, and the others didn't.
I was there and had to pick pizza.
That mustn't have been very pleasant for you.
No, it wasn't pleasant at all.
Did you get used to unpleasant sights like that in action? Or at least could you cope with them?
You just had to cope the best way you could.
Did you have, obviously you would have your own medical people with you? Doctors with you to look after the wounded and so forth?
No. When I was wounded, the carriers because I was wounded in the leg.
And was there an aid post, a regimental aid post, that kind of thing near you?
No, to that.
Would get you to a place where they could get you out, did they?
Yeah.